From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Swimmers are being advised by the State Department of Environmental Conservation to avoid Kinderhook Lake after the discovery of harmful algae blooms in the water. DEC test samples taken on June 26 confirmed the presence of cyanobacteria, a harmful algae bloom. The bloom is currently concentrated in one part of the lake and a cove along a large segment of the northwestern shore. Three samples taken by DEC representatives tested at levels above the agency's threshold for a confirmed bloom. Officials are urging people to stay away from discolored water, foul-smelling water, pond scum, or foam, and warn that exposure by touching, swallowing, or inhaling could cause diarrhea, nausea, or vomiting, and skin, eye, or throat irritation. The lake is privately owned and managed by the Kinderhook Lake Corporation. Kinderhook Town Supervisor Pat Grattan said, and I quote, "I have no recollection of this happening before," end quote. The corporation treated the water with copper sulfate June 25th, and bloom counts have dropped since the DEC sampling. Bill Clary, president of the Kinderhook Lake Corporation, said, and I quote, "The water clarity is good. Activities should be in the normal range for the 4th of July," end quote. Clary urged residents to check the corporation website, take precautions to make their own decisions about swimming in the lake. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Barry Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. Bert S. Goldfinger, a Columbia County resident with a home in New York City, pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct June 25th in Ghent Town Court. Goldfinger entered the plea after being charged with two felonies for submitting a false document and voting twice in the 2013 general election. The felony complaints filed by the state police say that Goldfinger sent an absentee ballot to the Columbia County Board of Elections on November the 1st and then voted November the 3rd in person in New York City. Columbia County District Attorney Paul Chica, who was present for the plea, said he does not know how often multiple voting happens in the county. He added that he hopes this case might help deter others from attempting it in the future. Goldfinger's lawyer, Michael P. McDermott, said the double voting happened at a time when his client was changing his legal residence and his voting registration from Manhattan to Ghent. McDermott said the voting happened in an off-year election and the two ballots cast had no candidates in common. He called the case a, and I quote, "technical violation," end quote, with, and I quote, "no malice or criminal intent," end quote. Judge Mark Porton sentenced Goldfinger to a fine and surcharge of $225 plus 20 days community service. You can read the full story in the Columbia paper. David Lombardo and Rachel Silverstein are reporting for Capital Confidential. State Comptroller Thomas P. DiNapoli is warning of fiscal challenges ahead in a report on the enacted budget, financial, and capital spending plans. DiNapoli said in a statement, and I quote, "The state ended the last year with the largest general fund balance in recent years, but continues to face real fiscal challenges. New York's growing out-year gaps, shrinking debt capacity, and the lingering threat of federal funding cuts cloud the horizon. Yet there are no plans to add to our reserves, leaving the state with little cushion in the event of an economic downturn," end quote. DiNapoli said that efforts to change federal funding for health care represent a budgetary risk for New York. More than two-thirds of federal funds for New York go to local assistance Medicaid payments. The report also highlights an increase in spending taken off budget, a projected decrease in spending on capital projects, and a reliance on temporary funding sources. You can read the full story at Capital Confidential. Wednesday is Independence Day. The Daily Freeman has a schedule on how various offices and services will be affected. Amtrak will be operating on a Sunday schedule. Banks will be closed. County offices will be closed. Federal offices will be closed. Financial markets closed. Greene County Transit will have no service. There will be no mail delivery. Metro North has extra outbound trains on Tuesday afternoon and a Sunday schedule on Wednesday. All state offices will be closed and Trailways will be on a holiday schedule. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For weather reports, public meetings, and other information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
and a happy 4th of July.